On nights like these, on Christmas Eve night, churches around the world would normally have a significant increase in attendance. Some would have standing room only and be packed to the rafters. This year is different, isn't it? And it's different due to health and safety protocols. As we navigate these times of uncertainty. Nevertheless, it is a time when we recall the message of God's love for us. And it goes something like this. God sent his Son into the world to live as one of us. His Son died for our sins, rose from the dead, and ascended to heaven. He will come again someday. Such a thorough, what might call a three-part narrative of God's redeeming love for his people. I once heard this illustration of what this comprehensive view of the gospel is all about. And apparently, on a night like this, on Christmas Eve night, a preacher looked around the congregation and saw people who he hadn't seen since Easter. And he said at the beginning, "Well, I'm happy to see you all here this evening. Allow me to fill in all of the gaps between the last time you were here and tonight." At that point, a couple in the second row looked at each other and they were about to leave. The preacher, who was quite quick on his feet, said, "Unfortunately, I have just enough time to cover the first part of the story." The couple then sat down and waited and actually enjoyed the entire evening of worship. I want to assure you this evening that I'm going to be covering only the first part of the story. Just one theme from the birth of Jesus, which we celebrate this evening. For Jesus is the reason for the season of Christmas. If you don't feel the Christmas spirit this year, you're probably not alone. Perhaps your Christmas decorations are still packed away in a box somewhere, and you have decided not to bother putting them up, since no one will be visiting to enjoy them with you anyway. I recently spoke with a friend who told me that her husband had no intentions of going all the way to the basement to get Christmas decorations because the children and grandchildren would not be visiting. She paused and then said, "You know, I had to remind him that I am here and it is still Christmas." Yes, it is still Christmas, for Christ has come. Despite the Advent season of preparation, we often get to this point when we are not quite ready. And we are not alone, because Mary and Joseph were also unprepared for Mary to comfortably give birth to Jesus because there was no room in the inn. But the time of preparing and the time of waiting is over. And now we celebrate the birth of Christ our Savior. How closely do you look at the Christmas greetings that you receive? I have noticed three general categories of greetings. Some messages make reference to the birth of Christ, and there will be something like, "Come, let us adore him." Another category would say something like, "Season's greetings," and usually there'll be a signature and a business card or some sort of business information. And I don't know if you've ever experienced that. But then there are other cards that have personal messages and updates, a complete detailed review of the year. And sometimes there's a family photo. And I don't know if you've ever experienced that. Now, I believe that all cards are sent with good intentions and are appreciated. But could some of them detract from the real purpose of celebrating Christmas? From the news all around us, we think of a broken world in need of God's peace as we long for the light of Christ to shine in our lives. Yes, the true light which enlightens everyone, as John describes Jesus in his gospel. So what does the message of Christmas mean to us? I'm suggesting something that goes like this. God came in the flesh to be one of us in order to draw us closer to him. God came in the flesh to be one of us in order to draw us closer to him. It is the beginning of a wonderful story of Jesus' birth, death, and resurrection, because he came to serve and to save you and me. The gospel reading for today is St. Luke's version of the miraculous birth of Jesus. In fulfillment of the prophecy, it was necessary for Mary and Joseph to be in Bethlehem for the birth of Jesus. And God used a decree from the Emperor Augustus that everyone should go to their own towns to be registered. This decree brought Joseph to Bethlehem because Joseph was descended from the house and family of David. And if you haven't taken the time to do this, I know that it's quite detailed and some people call it boring. Look at the beginning of the Gospel of Matthew, and you'd see the genealogy traced, identifying Joseph as a member of the family of David. And so the Gospel reading tells of the birth of Jesus, about God appearing in the flesh. He came from humble beginnings, took a human form, coming to our level and sharing the life experience of humans, living and working among the people. Now, when a child is expected in a family, generally the family members would suggest names for the baby. You might have experienced this in your family or among your friends. In my family, for instance, the names Charles and John are two of the names that have been used for generations. Names have their meaning, and the angel gave the baby three titles in the announcement that was read in the gospel for this evening: Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. Savior, Messiah, Lord. And these names give us some idea about the mission of Jesus. We learn that Jesus' birth was not accompanied by the pageantry and the ceremonies of a royal birth. He came to the world in humble surroundings. And who would have believed that this tiny babe in a stable was truly God? Luke tells us that the first to receive the good news from the angels were the shepherds. They would become the first witnesses to the birth of our Savior. and would pass on the good news, which was well received by others. The shepherds heard the good news and believed. But how about us? How about you? How about me? Where do we see ourselves in the Christmas narrative? There's a tradition here at St. George and Young to stage a spontaneous Christmas pageant on nights like these. And what happens is that people would normally choose the part they would like to play. Which part in this gospel story would you choose? Would you choose Mary, who allowed herself to be used by God to do his will and to be the bearer of hope? Or would you prefer Joseph, who remained loyal to the one to whom he was engaged, despite Mary's unexplained pregnancy? Would you be the innkeeper? And some might refer to the innkeeper here as the gatekeeper, who gave the bad news that there was no room in the inn for the Christ child. Or would you choose to be one of the shepherds who believed the good news, went to see the Savior, and acted on what they had heard and seen? Whatever part we might choose, what is clear is that each and every one of the characters is essential in God's plan of salvation for the world. And we also have a part to play in God's overall plan of redemption. The good news is that the baby in the manger is also the Lord Almighty, who brings peace to our world, giving us a reason for the season. Over the years, we would normally invite the children of the daycare to the sanctuary for a story about Christmas. We'll have some music and we'll have some singing. But there's also one question that we would usually ask. And the question is, what does Christmas mean to you? And the most popular answer, since I've been here anyway, has been Christmas presents. Christmas presents. Now, we can learn from the children, can't we? For them, the most important aspect of Christmas is a gift. And we as Christians proclaim that the reason for the season is God's perfect gift, his Son, who came to live as one of us and to share God's love. And we too can follow that example by our acts of kindness and generosity. After almost a year of COVID-19 and seeking racial justice, let us make room in our hearts for Christ this Christmas, reaching out to those in need, to our next door neighbor, perhaps, who lives alone, to the newcomers in our midst. This is one way of describing the spirit of Christmas. God's gift to us is the love of his Son. Our response to God's gift is our love for each other. Good news. Good news indeed. The Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord, is born. And may his light shine on us all this Christmas and always. Let us pray. God of hope, turn us towards you and help us to see Jesus as the reason for the season. Show us how to work for the glory of your kingdom and give us a relentless hope in the promises of Christ. And God's people will say, Amen. Thanks be to God.